thing living in these lies. And when your newest kisser is peeking, you dress yourself up. Tonight you're tangled up in arms and legs. It's quite the man. Someone grabs a hold, do you go?
Hello, this is Spencer and Ahmed on What I Do, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFL Medford Tufts Radio. We're having technical difficulties, but we're vibing. The first song we hope to play is Sweet Carolina by Lana Del Rey. It's going to be a very fun time. Oh, the vibe we are creating for tonight is a mixture of mine, Ekmed, and our special guest, Dervlas Dalis. So the vibe is... Let me just check. What is the vibe? soul-crushing pumpkin spice sirens. So if you know any soul-crushing pumpkin spice sirens out there, this one goes out to you. Because we all know someone like that. Some of my favourite office sirens are... the Super Nanny. Have any of you guys ever watched Super Nanny? She's a British icon. But I think it could possibly time for our first song. Maybe. Okay, no, it's not first time for our first song. We're going to turn automation back on, figure it out. But hope you like this next song.
Thank you. don't have to write me a letter, 'cause I'll always be right here, closer to you than your next breath, my dear. We love every hair on your head, love you like God loves you. And you say that you're scared, my baby, I'm prepared for having the baby blues. Baby blues, baby blues. If things ever go wrong, just know this is your song and we love you. You name your babe Lilac Heaven after your iPhone 11. Crypto forever screams your stupid boyfriend, fuck you, Kevin. We love every freckle you have, we love you like God loves you. If you're ever stressed out, just dance in the night. If you get those baby blues, baby blues, baby blues. Slippers all on the floor, and woven nets over the door. It's as close as we'll get to the dream that they had in the 1960s. And Jason is out in the lawn, and he power washes every time things go wrong. If you're stressed out, just know you can dance to your song, 'cause we got you. If you get the blues, so there's nothing to lose, and we love you. So don't write me a letter, I'll always be right here, closer to you than your next breath, my dear.
Thank you.
Hey guys, that was I'm Your Man by Mitski.
Yes, and this is Ahmed. Sorry for the technical difficulty, guys. But I think we finally figured it out, and we're here to play some music. Yeah, we looked through all of our like Spotify playlists and noticed, like, we just like sort of combined the names. Yeah. Spencer, do you want to share the names?
So the combined name we came up with was Soul Crushing Pumpkin Spice Siren.
Okay.
The siren comes from me because I am an office siren.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay. What
the
was
pumpkin
yours?
Spice comes from me because I've actually never had pumpkin spice, but I guess that's for me. And we have Durva here who can share what she
contributed.
Yeah.
Hi. My part is the soul crushing. I got a soul crushing poetry day list.
Oh yes. That perfectly describes you.
Mm-hmm. And we're here subbing for one of the other radio shows, and we hope to like sub a few more times throughout the semester. But yeah. Do we have anything else to say before our next song?
We are going to be listening to Ribs by Lord.
Yes.
It's a classic.
It is a classic. This is the definition of soul crushing for all middle school students and high schoolers, yeah. And me. But yeah.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
I want it back.
Okay, that was Lord with Ribs. That's a classic. I love that song so much. It gives vibes.
It gives vibes.
So we want to talk a bit about like the name of our podcast.
Our podcast.
I mean radio show.
Our radio show, yeah.
It's called What I Do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're very chronically online. So, yeah, we hate to admit it, but we are.
Yeah.
So, What I Do is a meme, you could say.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Mama, a girl behind
Mama
you.
Mama, a girl behind you.
Yeah. So, we want to talk about, like, what I do.
Yeah, so
what our guests do as well. That's coming up shortly.
Oh, our guests.
Devla has a lot to say.
She's actually taking on the last half of the show to herself.
Yeah, she's hijacking the podcast. So, Ahmed, what did you do today?
Let me think. So, I woke up and I went to a research meeting. And then I made onigiri for the first time.
Okay.
And went into Boston with my boyfriend.
Ooh.
Trying to think what else I did. I came back. I ordered food online.
What did you order?
I ordered veggie burgers, guys.
Ooh.
And then I did nothing until now. But yeah, how about you, Spencer?
So I was trying to get a lot of Argo homework done today. I did the lab quiz.
Okay.
And that kind of was it.
Mm.
But I've been choosing out Halloween costumes.
Oh yeah, I also did that. Do you want to share the... Actually, or should we...
We can wait. Hold on for that.
Okay, let's hold on to that.
Yeah, we can give the listeners something to,
to wait
anticipate.
On. To anticipate.
But the next song coming up is Volcano by Earth Eater. This was my choice. I think this really highlights, like, the soul-crushing part as well.
Mm-hmm. I've actually never fully heard this song, so I'm excited to listen to. Okay. This is Volcano by Earth Eater. Thank you. Okay, and that was Roseblood by Mazzy Star. And now we have a PSA from our guest, Dervla. Would you like to read the PSA out for us?
All right, our PSA tonight is numbers to think about. So numbers to think about. The United States has less than 5% of the planet's population, but incarcerates 24% of its prisoners and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
And thank you for that, Dervla. Up next, we have Knuckle Velvet by Ethel Kane and Ya Wave. And then after that, we have 4th of July by Sufjan Stevens. But yeah.
Thank you. last night when you died, my firefly. What could I have said to raise you from the dead? Oh, could I be the sky on the 4th of July? Well, you do enough talk, my little hawk. Why do you cry? Tell me, what did you learn from the Tillamook burn or the 4th of July? We're all gonna die.
Of July by Sufjan Stevens. And just before we get into the next thing, I wanted to give a quick shout out to Maryam, my friend from back home who's listening in. I hope you're enjoying all of this. And yeah, now we have Spencer. Do you wanna?
Oh yeah. So we want to like ask our special guest three quick questions. So Dervla, you need to put the mic on.
Oh, yeah. Wait, let me turn her mic on.
Let her speak. Dervla.
Dervla, you've been given the floor.
What did you do today?
Today, I got up, showered, didn't eat breakfast, made my next meals for the next few days.
What did you make?
I made an artichoke rigatoni pasta.
Okay.
And I wrote my essay for my English class.
Mm.
And then I went Halloween shopping.
Mm. So what are you doing right now?
Right now I'm flipping through PSAs And I'm on What I Do with Spencer and Ahmed.
Oh my god, the promo.
Thank you so much.
And so, what will you do tomorrow?
Tomorrow I will be taking a photosynthesis quiz.
Okay.
I will be submitting my essay.
Okay.
And taking notes for all of my wonderful, wonderful classes.
Okay, that was really wonderful to hear from our special guest.
That was riveting. Thank you so
much
for that.
Yes, so much like studying.
Yes.
So thank you for that, Dervla. We're going to go on to the next song we have. And Dervla, you chose this song, right? I think so.
Yeah.
Up next we have Zombie by the Cranberries.
Thank you.
Okay. That was Zombie by the Cranberries.
Yes, that is a classic Irish song chosen by our favorite Irish person.
Yes, Durbla.
Irish Americans rise up.
So, Spencer, thoughts on Brad Summer?
It's over. It's been over, and it will continue to be over.
Okay.
Like, there's no resurgence. The remix album did nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are in my class on Wednesday, 6 o'clock, I will be doing a presentation on why Brad Summer is over. So, you should pay attention.
Do you want to give us, like, a snippet of some of your theories?
I don't really have any theories yet because I've not done the research. But trust, I will be looking into it. So what comes after Brat Summer? Eusexual Fall. Except it doesn't, because the album is getting released in January. What is happening with that?
Guys.
The pre-save is 100 and something days away.
Yeah.
And
like,
I just can't wait for
that album will get released before the album comes out.
Yeah, there's two songs out.
And what's the other song?
Perfect Strangers, it got released yesterday.
Oh, I have not heard it.
True FKA Twigs fans will be tapped in.
Okay.
So, talking about FKA Twigs, we want to play Eusexual next.
And after that, we have Everything is Romantic featuring Caroline Polachek, which is off the Brad feature album that you hated on. Anyway, up next, Eusexual by FKA Twigs.
Thank you. me that I take my love too far, then refuse to help me. I was on the edge of something greater than before, but nobody told me. You sexual.
Fall, fallen, fall in love again, fall in love again and 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 again. Soaking wet, a cab tag on a bus stop sign. Catch a face in the window pane. What's up, it's me, that's mine. Sleepy head, cause all the fucking foxes kept me awake last night. Charlie calls from a hotel bed, hungover on Tokyo time.
Hey ghost, so how you been? I think I need your advice.
It's crazy, I was just thinking.
I'm trying to shut off my brain. I'm thinking about work all the time.
It's like you're living the dream and not living your life.
I knew that you would relate. I feel smothered by logistics. Need my fingerprints on everything. Trying to feed my relationship. Am I in a slump? Am I paying back time? Did I lose my perspective? Everything's still romantic, right?
Late nights in black silk in East London. Church bells in the distance. Free bleeding in the autumn rain. Fall in love again and again. Late nights in black silk in East London. Church bells in the distance. Girl throws art from the back of a lime. Headphones on, I hit play. All things change in the blink of an eye. Charlie calls from a photo set. Living that life is romantic, right?
Okay, that was Everything is Romantic by Charlie XCX featuring Caroline Polachek. We were supposed to talk about our Halloween costumes, and we're realizing that we have a few minutes left for our show, so we're going to go through them real quick.
Yes.
Durfla, do you want to go first?
You should name your favorite one.
I have two. Both of them involve Spencer, and it's so hard to pick. Spencer, do you have a favorite between the two?
I'm going to go with the more like PG one.
Okay.
Let's keep it PG.
Yeah. So we're going to be Nick Wilde and Judy Hopps from our favorite film ever, Zootopia.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, and Ahmed is also in this one. He's a sloth.
Guys, I'm going to be Flash the Sloth.
He gives sloth vibes.
I get sloth vibes.
This was all inspired by my new ginger hair. I was like,
Spencer just dyed his hair ginger, and we completely did the costumes off of that decision.
No one liked Ed Sheeran, so I said my favorite ginger ever had to be Nick Wilde. I love all the fan art of Nick Wilde.
Should we quickly talk about the Twink and the Red Hood?
Oh, see, that was going to be my third costume, but
the Twink and the Redhead wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, Dervla did not want to be the Twink. So, yes, paid.